It's time to talk about nutrition on Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens. It's time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92 Radio. Every Tuesday at this time, we get together with dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from right here in Madison, Minnesota, to talk a little bit about nutrition, your health, and a variety of things. And boy, Amber, you've got an interesting subject today. It's chickpeas.
Chickpeas, that's right.
All right, we're going to learn all about chickpeas and everything we didn't even know we needed to know.
That's right. I know I keep saying chickpeas, and then I have to repeat it for people. Chickpeas. Garbanzo beans is another name.
Same thing.
Okay. Yep.
Learned something already.
So. That's right.
Okay, well, tell it. What are chickpeas?
Yeah. So chickpeas are a type of bean, a garbanzo bean. So you maybe have seen them. If you haven't eaten them before, you've maybe seen them on salad bars. They're round and can just be added to salad. We'll talk about all the different uses for them. But I did an event, Vacation Bible School, this last week and brought hummus, and nobody had eaten hummus before. There were only a couple of people there who had ever even tried it, which was surprising to me. So I thought we could focus a little bit on chickpeas because they're inexpensive. They are loaded with nutritional benefit, and they're really versatile as far as what you can do with them.
I just was Googling here, chickpeas, and boy, there's all kinds of information on them here. So
there
if
is.
You want to know what, as Amber is speaking here, if you want to see what chickpeas look like, get out your phone or your iPad and Google chickpeas.
Look them up.
That's right.
And you can get them anywhere. You can get them here in town. You can get them at any of the local grocery stores. They're really easy to find. Like I said, they're a legume. So other things in the legume family are other beans, like black beans, kidney beans, pinto beans, lentils, things like that. Peanuts are a legume. And legumes themselves have gotten kind of a bad reputation in some health circles because legumes uncooked and raw contain something called lectins, which can be inflammatory. Although once they're cooked or when you buy canned beans, they have very little lectin left in them. They also contain something called phytic acid, which in some situations can decrease your body's ability to absorb certain minerals like zinc. But that's not really the case when it comes to chickpeas.
From what I see here, they're full of nutrients and provide multiple health benefits.
Multiple, yes. Okay. We won't even be able to hit them all
in 10 minutes.
That's right. So we'll hit on some of the main ones and on a few different ways that you can use them too. So they're used in a lot of Middle Eastern cooking, so a lot of curries and things like that might have them, but like I said, they're really versatile. There's so many different ways that we can use them. So we'll get into that in a second, but a few of those nutritional benefits. So they have some really good micronutrients in them that a lot of people don't get enough of. They're a really good source of calcium. They're a good source of magnesium, iron, zinc. They're naturally low in sodium, so they don't contain a lot of sodium themselves, but those canned versions are going to be higher. So if you are doing canned chickpeas, which is how we usually do them at home, you just need to make sure you rinse them really good. You're going to get a lot of that salt, so a lot of that sodium off of there. They're a really good source of fiber and a really good source of protein. And because they contain both of those things, they've been shown to be really helpful at regulating blood sugar. So there are a couple of studies that have shown that a half a cup of legumes in general per day can help regulate blood sugars in people who have type 2 diabetes. So something like chickpeas could be a really great food to incorporate if you are working on regulating blood sugars, whether that's for a condition like diabetes or if it's for preventing diabetes, managing energy levels, any of that kind of stuff. Heart health. So they have lots of anti-inflammatory benefits as well, including plant sterols, which might help lower cholesterol for some people. They also have an antioxidant in them or a phytochemical called carotenoids, which we also find in a lot of our other yellow and orange foods.
We've talked about carotenoids before.
We have, yes. Yeah, so beta-carotene is one carotenoid, but chickpeas contain some different ones. And then something called isoflavones, which are also anti-inflammatory. So they do a lot to reduce inflammation in our body. And like we've talked about before, chronic or long-term inflammation in our body is part of what can lead to things like diabetes and heart disease and some of our other chronic health conditions. We've also talked about gut health a few times, maybe in every single one. But they're a really good source of prebiotic benefits. So remember, those prebiotics are foods that feed all the good, healthy bacteria in our gut. Chickpeas and other legumes are a great source of prebiotic benefit. So not only do they support gut health, But when we eat these good prebiotics, we also encourage our body to absorb those minerals that it contains, like calcium and magnesium. So we get double the benefit, really. So how do we use them?
I don't know. You haven't even touched on the benefits here.
Oh, yeah. Give us a few more that it says on there.
It says it promotes weight control.
Yes.
Prevents constipation. That's absolutely important to a lot of people.
Yes.
And cardiovascular health. You mentioned that, controlling blood sugar. Mm-hmm. So we're getting there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Constipation, a big piece of that. And a lot of people don't like to talk about their bowel movements, but constipation is...
Everybody has them, I guess.
That's right.
Well, if you don't, you're in trouble.
If you don't, you definitely need to reach out to me and we'll give you my information at the end here. But yeah, constipation is a problem for a lot of people because Americans don't get enough fiber. And chickpeas are such a great way to get that fiber in. So it can really help keep bowels moving well, but not too well. So okay. If you're worried about that, chickpeas aren't going to cause that.
Right. Well, how do we use them?
Yeah. So you can just eat them alone. So like I said,
can you have them like a nut just for a snack? Just chomp on them?
You can. So they're going to be more the consistency of a bean. So they're going to be soft. But what you can do is you can toss them in the oven with some seasoning and roast them. There's tons of recipes online for different seasonings that you can put on. I would say curry type seasonings are probably some of the more common ones that you'll see. But anything. You can season them with garlic powder. You can season them with taco seasoning. I mean, anything that you enjoy, you can put on there and toss them in the oven. You can buy roasted chickpeas too. So some people don't necessarily want to take the time to roast them themselves or cook them in different ways, and that's totally fine. You can totally buy roasted chickpeas. You can also buy these foods. The brand is called Hippies. There's a handful of different brands that do this, but they're like a little puff-like snack that are made from chickpeas instead of from corn and other things. You can do hummus. So that's the one I mentioned at the very beginning here. Hummus is a great option, and we typically think of just plain old hummus that you can eat with veggies or bell peppers or carrots, anything like that. But you can also use hummus as a spread on a sandwich if you don't like it as a dip. So you can put it on there with a turkey sandwich and get it that way. I was just telling Chris, too, you can make chocolate hummus. So you can make like a dessert hummus and have it with fruit or with graham crackers or something like that. So hummus doesn't have to just be the garlicky or roasted red pepper version that we typically think of.
Doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose when you dump a lot of chocolate in there?
But we're not putting a lot of chocolate in. That's the wonderful thing. So when you make chocolate hummus, if you look up a lot of the recipes, you'll find that it contains unsweetened cocoa powder, which is another good source of antioxidants. And it also contains maple syrup, pure maple syrup. So not the maple syrup that a lot of people buy to put on their pancakes, but pure maple syrup is also a prebiotic. And we don't put a ton of it in there, but enough to make it sweet and enjoyable. So as long as we're not putting, a chocolate bar in there, we're using good whole foods to add the flavor. And then one time I brought in the chickpea cookie dough that we made that one week. So you can make other desserts like that. Or I was telling them too, one of my favorite recipes that we've done in our house is stuffed sweet potatoes that has chickpeas and a little bit of cream cheese and mozzarella cheese and some cooked spinach in it. So there's lots of different ways you can use it.
Just looking at the Pioneer Woman website here.
Yeah, there you go.
I look at that one a lot.
Yeah. And, she's got good recipes.
Roasted chickpeas. We got in soups and stews.
Yes, easy way to use it is soups and stews.
As a thickener in soup.
Yeah.
Smashed in sandwiches.
Absolutely. Okay. Kind of like using it as a hummus.
Okay. And then what else we have here? Meatless protein in pasta and rice dishes.
Definitely.
And aquafaba.
Yeah. And yes, aquafaba, that's the one that we were just talking about before we came on here. That's the liquid that comes with canned chickpeas. And you can use that as an egg replacer. So you can use it to make meringues or in various other baking recipes or even to make an egg-free mayonnaise.
All right. Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do with chickpeas.
There is.
I'll tell you, I know a lot more than I did 10 minutes ago.
Good. Well, that's a good thing.
I hope everybody else did, too. Learned
that's
something
right.
there today.
I hope so.
Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions about this or nutrition in general or trying to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
Yep. We can go online to imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U and then the word nutrition.com. Or go on to my Facebook page, which again is just ImmuNutrition. And you can shoot me a message there, fill out the contact form on the website, and we can set up a time to chat.
Or get a hold of us here at Q92, and we'll steer you in the right direction.
We got it.
We know where to find you.
That's right.
All right. Amber Boyens, appreciate the info, and we'll see you again next Tuesday on another Taco Tuesday on Q92.
Thanks.
Join us again next Tuesday afternoon, same time, for Taco Tuesday with registered dietitian and nutritionist Amber Boyens on Q92.